We got more now on our top story. Demonstrators have taken to the streets and cities across America to protest the death of Tyree Nichols. As KYW's Antoinette Lee reports, dozens people took to the streets outside City Hall to make their feelings known.
Protesters took to the streets of Center City in 40-degree weather, chanting and holding signs that read, "In Police Terror."
We want justice, and we want to see a world in which people are not dying at the hands of police.
Talia Giles is an organizer with the Party of Socialism and Liberation. She helped bring the dozens of demonstrators together Friday night. Those like Diamond Gibbs of Upper Darby called for the police system to be reformed.
Tyree's life was literally brutally taken by members of the black community. And it's just very sickening to see. So it's really the whole system at whole that should be held accountable.
Jamal Johnson is known for protesting gun violence in Philadelphia.
That we need to stop killing us, whether it's us by the police or us by one another.
The protests ended peacefully at City Hall after about an hour. In Center City, Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.